Oh boy, am I looking forward to 2021. I want to leave that excruciating, the pathetic 2020 behind us. I mean, like everybody else, I can't wait to put this thing behind me. And although I fear, you know, that the emotional, the physical, the psychological scars are going to be with us for a long, long time. But flipping the calendar to 2021 isn't going to magically change everyone's perspective or rid us of the virus or mean that everybody's vaccinated as of today. Last year on this day, you know, I actually talked about how January 1st is the start of the new year is an arbitrary date that we picked. That it's not magic. It doesn't hold any special powers. It was only in the 18th century when what's called the Gregorian calendar was adopted, that the January 1st is chosen as the start date of the year. And let's face it, today when you woke up, it probably didn't feel all that different from yesterday. Especially since I suspect, you know, a lot fewer people have hangovers this morning than this time last year. After all, we're still in a lockdown here in Quebec, just as we were yesterday. And getting through this coronavirus is going to be a slow process. We've seen that it'll probably get worse over the next month or two before we really start to see things getting better. There are going to be fits and starts. But isn't that the way life is anyway? It's filled with fits and starts as we try and move forward, as we try to build a better life for ourselves, for our families. It's as if, you know, fits and starts are just part of the deal. It's what we go through when we're trying to build a better world. And our spiritual life is the same way. It's a series of ups and downs as we try and go closer to God and try and share the good news. And I know, you know, that my spiritual life is not always one glorious moment after the other. You know, in St. Ignatius's language, there's consolations and there's desolations. And that's why I like the line from today's gospel, where it says that Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Mary had just been through an incredible year of ups and downs. And it started theoretically on March 25th. If that's the actual date of the Annunciation, we call it, when Jesus was conceived in her womb. That's a week after we went into lockdown, by the way. But Mary, at that Annunciation, has an angel come to tell her she's pregnant and that she's going to bear a son. And in that text right there, it says that Mary was perplexed. She wasn't overjoyed. She was perplexed at the words of the angels. And it says that she pondered them then as well. She wasn't exuberant. She wasn't over the moon. She was perplexed and ponderous. And to ponder means to consider carefully before reaching a conclusion or decision. And so it says that Mary journeyed a ways away to visit her elderly cousin Elizabeth to verify what the angel said that would what would be a sign for her. This is part of her pondering process. The sign was that her elderly cousin Elizabeth was pregnant as well. And she goes in and probably spends a whole lot of time pondering on that journey. And when she does see that what the angel said was true, then she starts to exalt God, to give thanks and to praise him. That's when we have this great hymn of praise of Mary, the Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord. But still, her ups and downs continue. She almost ends up divorced and could very well have been stoned to death for adultery when people find out she's pregnant, not of her fiancé, Joseph. Then they have to travel across the country when she's just about to give birth. She arrives in a strange village, only to find that she has to have the baby in a stable. And then shepherds. Shepherds come to tell her of an angel appearing to them too. And then a prophet, Simeon, tells her that this child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. And then Simeon goes on to say, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. That's what Mary had to deal with. This prophet telling her something foreboding, while these angels give glory to God for his birth. And then wise men come to pay homage to her baby while offering gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Meanwhile, the king is plotting to kill this child. That, my friends, is a year of ups and downs. And yet we hear that Mary pondered these things in her heart. She thought carefully about them before reaching a conclusion or making a decision. She pondered where God had been over that past year. She pondered about where God had been at work and what he was asking of her that day. Today, on this feast of Mary, the Mother of God, as we begin a new year that we hope and pray will be so much better than the last one, let's take time to ponder. Let's take the opportunity to see where God has been over the last year, to discover where he has been at work through this pandemic, and to contemplate what God is asking of us in the coming year. I don't know where God has been in your life over the past year. But I know one thing, God does not abandon his people. He's been there. Maybe he's been there as you rediscover how important it is to spend time with your family. Maybe he's helped you deepen your prayer life or start reading scripture. He's been there. If you ponder it, where can you find him? And I don't know how God has been at work in your life this past year, but I know that God hasn't been furloughed. He's been at work. Maybe he's helped you find the strength to forgive someone, to recognize that a relationship was worth saving. Maybe he's been there throughout this time away from the sacraments and has given you a greater appreciation and longing for them. Ponder where God has been at work in your life. And I don't know what God is asking of you during this coming year, but I do know that you have a crucial part to play in his plan for salvation. Maybe he's asking you to become more aware of the dignity of every human life. From our, you know, this year it highlighted so much of that. From our seniors who are suffering so much this year, to the Black Lives Matter movement, or to the poor who are so disproportionately affected by climate change. Maybe he's asking you to recognize the dignity of each and every human life. I don't know, but he's calling you to play a part. Maybe we can ponder what that part is. You know, this past, I look back on this past week, and I have to say this, that in the weeks and the month, I guess, of so leading up to Christmas, I was really, really upset at not being able to celebrate Christmas Eve with a full church. That was a great source of pain for me, not being able to see all of you. And I tried not to show it, but I was really hurting at all of this. And not being able to see you, see your families here at Christmas. But on Christmas Eve, I saw so many were able to stop by the church for, if only for a brief time. And I really felt it was God's family coming home. coming home for a short visit, but coming home. I heard so many wonderful things about our Mass that evening and how we were able to make people feel connected, not only to their church, but to God, to the holiness of that night. And not even a fire alarm interrupting us could break that connection, could make us lose that sense of holiness on that Christmas Eve. And as I pondered that night, as I pondered that week leading up to it, it had so many ups and downs. I really felt God at work in all the people pulling together that day to make Christmas as special as we could. To make it something where God's love was actually present to people. And I treasured all these things and pondered them in my heart. And to be honest, I feel he's calling us, that he's telling us to boldly use whatever means at our disposal to share the good news about Jesus. Use every means. Strange times mean strange opportunities. Well, they're strange to me because I'm of an older generation. They're just new opportunities. I don't understand these things, social media and all of this. I never imagined being on YouTube in my life. It's not something I grew up aspiring to. It didn't exist. But I feel God is telling us, use these things at your disposal. This is where God, I think, is calling us to put our efforts, because it is working. It is bearing fruit. God is being proclaimed. He is being brought into people's homes. And I believe the Lord wants it to bear even more fruit. Where has God been in your life? Where has he been at work? What is he saying to you today? You know, as we look forward on this January 1st to 2021, as we look forward to when we'll be able to gather again, to work again, to go to school again, to travel again, to get the support we need again. As we look forward to being able to live life to the full, let's first take a moment to follow Mary's example and to ponder in our hearts how God has been there through this past year and what he is calling us to in the next.